Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, hey. Like that. That's perfect, brother.
Perfect.
Awesome.
I told that bitch last year, and now here I am.
Yeah, take a swig of your too. Fucking.
Let me get that tequila.
Like that mead jug.
The we're growler.
Starting. We're starting.
Starting?
We're starting.
I'll pass it back.
Yeah, take a shot of the tequila if you want. We're getting lit. This episode's sponsored by fucking Mexican food.
Oh, yeah, Añejo.
Añejo and fucking Falmouth.
That shit was good as
and
fuck.
Falmouth, yeah, you guys got some, you got pork tacos?
Nah, carne asada.
Okay, is that, that steak?
That steak, yeah.
That steak, all yeah. Right. I used to work in like an American burrito place, and they would, I hated when they called it the real thing, because it was like an American burrito place. So like, we weren't authentic Mexican. I fucking managed that place.
What, like a fucking Chipotle type deal?
But like smaller, yeah.
Smaller.
What was the worst job you ever had?
Damn, like, washing dishes, bro. I did that for a little while. I was not a fan. I was like, I can't do this shit. So then I just started selling weed. But my toughest job would probably be waterproofing basements.
Waterproofing basements? Damn. Yeah. You ever get fired from any job?
Damn, let me think. No, because I ended up leaving before they had a chance to No, I did get fired one. No, I lie. There was, what was it? The LMS, it was called. It was, we would help, we would be like a subcontractor off of Wise Markets, which is like a grocery food chain. But they would have like a warehouse where you would go in and you would like unload trailers and shit. And I got like carpal tunnel from that shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It fucked me up and they fired me because they didn't want to pay for it.
All right. Did you really get carpal tunnel or are you trying to get some of that?
No, I really fucked up.
That sweet, sweet settlement.
But I literally would wake up in like pain and I couldn't like, my hand would be stuck. Like this, bro, and I couldn't, like, it took everything in my power to fucking push my fingers out to
like
keep them
Joe
straight.
Biden, bro.
Bro. Oh, my God. No, because then I'd be smelling young girls and shit. That's just weird.
Dude, I got fired from the burrito place. I got fired from the burrito place because I managed it, and I was like, I hated when customers came, like, late. You know what I mean? Like, we're closed. We're not going to serve you food if you show up 5 minutes late.
Dude, that's a dick move for
and
real.
And this guy called, and he's like, I'm, like, 10 minutes away. Can I get food? I'm like, nah, sorry, we're closed. And he got there, and he was in a wheelchair.
Oh,
and
fuck.
So he calls my manager, and is like, he didn't let me in, and I'm in a wheelchair, so I got fired from fucking a wheelchair
shit.
Man food.
But man, come on, though.
He was doing a dick move in the first
place. Bro, I was a sous chef for like 5 years at this. It wasn't like 5-star restaurant. It was probably at least like a 3.5, 4, you know what I mean? And so I get it. And like, we'd be in the back there, we'd close at like 9 o'clock and be like, yes, yeah, like it's like 8:40, like. Cheering on, like, all right, and then like one of the servers would come back like 4 top or some shit and fuck no, like fuck you guys. So like literally like I've been through that life, so I won't go if like a place closes like in a half an hour. I'm not gonna go there and eat.
No,
I won't. Like if it's over half an hour, all right, you know what I mean, like 40 minutes, all right, an hour, yeah, I'm gonna come in. But, like, if it's half an hour under, I know I've been there. So, I respect y'all in the kitchen still doing your thing.
There's people who worked food, and there's people who didn't work food. Yeah, and you just treat someone with a different level of respect once you've been there.
I think everybody should have to have a fucking kitchen job at one point.
Yeah.
It should be, like, mandatory.
You got to work
either
when
a
you're
server
like 15.
Or
like
yeah.
15, 16, you got to get a job.
Even if for, like, half a year or, like, a year, you know what I mean? I think we might be, like, as a whole, we might be better to each other. If that, you know what I mean? Because it just shows, I don't care how much fucking money you got, like, you gotta go work here for a fucking year.
Or someone can talk shit to you and you just have to eat it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Like, because in real life, if someone talked to you like they did if you were working customer service, you'd like knock them the fuck out.
Facts.
But like if you're working somewhere and someone starts talking crazy, some Karen, you kind of have to just eat it.
Bro, because like one of my best friends, he works selling cell phones. And he was like, and he's really aggressive, like as a, like that's who he is. He's an aggressive fucking person.
He's
like full blown Italian. You know what I mean? But like he's he's got fucking tattoos all over him. He's got like a literally, bro, like he's just like 6'2", just like stocky as shit. But people will go in there and talk down to him. They'll literally literally mistreat him like he's the problem that why their phones are not working. And he's like, Sam, I've worked here for 4 years and I fucking can't take it anymore. But you make good money doing it, so I get it.
Yeah.
But it's like, bro, literally, like, you're going to fucking give yourself, you're going to have a like conniption or you're going to, you know what I mean? You're not doing yourself, your energy, you're not doing good with that because you literally got to bite your tongue, bite the bullet every fucking day.
Yeah.
He used to do MMA, like all that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand why people go in there with an attitude to him. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, some people have never fought, so they don't think that's a possibility. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, they don't think that that is like a conclusion to what could happen to you having like a smart fucking mouth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You ever been fucked with because of your tattoos or like you not got?
Oh my God, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
What was the first one you got?
My first tattoo?
Yeah.
My first tattoo, I got my initials on my arm. That was back when I was like 14.
Did you have a friend do it, or did you have to get permission from fucking your
parents? It was a friend. It wasn't bad. No, like, my parents didn't. Like,
you
I grew.
What you have to do if you're 18? Like, if you go to like a shop.
If you go to a shop, yeah. 16. Some people will do it if you're there with your parent, with your guardian.
That sounds like something else.
Yeah, nah, like, you know, I was lucky enough to grow up with both my parents.
Frankie didn't like that.
They never really gave. Like, I don't know. They were old though, because when I was born, my mom was 40 and my dad was 45. So it was like a change of life, baby. And
an oopsie baby?
But yeah, pretty much. And like 70% of the time they come out with like disabilities. So there for a little while I thought everybody was so nice to me because I was retarded.
I think it's the artist problem.
Like, I'm just slow.
Am I retarded or am I just an artist?
Oh, man. Sorry. Slow. I'm trying to be politically correct here, but that was funny, man. Fuck.
That's so funny. Damn, so you were 14 when you got it.
Yeah. Now I'm covered. Yeah. I got them everywhere.
You got the neck one.
Yeah, I just got it. It's actually from my mom. I mean, bro, like, literally getting tattooed sucks. Like, it doesn't matter where you're fucking getting it. Like, you know, it's, some places are worse than others. Like, my stomach was probably the worst. But, you know, on my neck here, it wasn't too bad because the guy that I go to, he's like, he has a light hand. So it's not like he's there drilling, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good. Shout out David. David Rice. He's a fucking beast.
So I guess I should probably give like an introduction. Yeah. We're just smoking in a BMW, so I was like, we'll just talk. But like,
fuck it.
Thank you for doing this. You just got to play me. You played me your album.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give like an introduction to like what you got coming, I guess?
For those that don't know, my name is Sammy Snow. Drum work music representer. Brand ambassador for 24K Snow. What I'm doing right now is... I'm in the process of finishing up my 5-track EP, executive produced by Heatmakers, co-executive produced by Joel Ortiz. That's going to be coming out here probably around spring. We just finished up with the last song 2 days ago or 2 weeks ago. Now we're gonna, you know, go back in, do the final touches, come up with an album name, you know, just get ready to have my rollout.
How did that shit come together? The album's incredible. I want to say that.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
The EP.
EP, yeah. Yep. Just a little introduction to what I'm doing. But you know, it came together from Soundboy Studios. Shout out Rob, the Dot Connector. You know, he's been really that's where I recorded Shame at, which is the album that, you know, is going to be released later on this year. And you know, we shot the Shame on You video. He's always been like a big fan of me, loving my sound, loving what I'm doing. Real great guy. He looked out for me, man. He shot the video to the video Shame on You to Arsonist Heat Makers before it dropped, and was wanting to get some feedback. And Arsonist hit him back like, yo, who is this? And you know, he's like, oh, this is Snow. Like, yo, you know him like that? Like, yeah, man, he's always at my studio, da da da. He's like, I want to work with him, bring him up here one time. So I got the call. I'm like, yo, fuck, let's go, we out. Say no more. Yeah, so then I got there to the Diamond District Studios, and Joel Ortiz was there eating Chinese food. I'm like, oh my god, because like I've always been a huge Joel fan. You know, he's my favorite from Slaughterhouse. And just, you know, it just like came together. Like, we were sitting there, we did this song called Snowfall. We made everything from scratch. And I'm sitting there writing, coming up with melodies. And I look over and I see Joel on his phone. I'm like, oh shit, like, he might be feeling this. So Rob looks at me and he's like, yo, you see this shit? I'm like, yeah, I see this shit, bro. Like, so, you know, Rob was like, so what's up, Joel? You gonna get on this? And he laughed it off. And then I hear like what he's doing. I'm like, yo, we got like the same melody. I was like, what are you saying? And he told me what he was saying. I was like, well, this is what I'm saying. But it was literally the same melody. And he was like, oh shit. So, you know, he said, right, I'm vibing. And Rob's like, yo, what's up? You gonna get on this? He started laughing again, you know what I mean? And the third time he asked him, he was like, yo, you gonna get on this? Joel was like, if I'm allowed. I'm like, pfft. What?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Duh, yeah, brother, let's go. So, yeah, man. And then, you know, he just kept coming by when me and Arsonist was working. And, you know, we just slowly became part of this project, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, five tracks.
Five tracks.
And, yeah, you were trying to describe the, like, style of it. And it's hard to describe. We were talking about that before, like what it is.
I don't know what it is, man. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't. I think I'm making my own genre.
What's your, like, elevator pitch for it?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Like, you're quick, like, if you have, like, three sentences to describe what it would be, like, it's hard, because I just want to know what you really do think, like, what you think it falls under.
Well, it's got to be hip-hop, because it's, because we asked Chad this, too, Conway's manager, and we're
shout
like,
out Chad. Shout out
Chad.
Pay Attention Media.
Absolutely, Pay Attention Media, and we were talking to Chad, and I was like, yo, what is this? And he was like, well, it's definitely hip-hop, because, you know, it's from a hip-hop producer. Right. That makes sense. So it would probably be hip-hop, R&B, country rock. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something, maybe.
Are you a hip-hop artist?
I mean, you know, I've always rapped. I've been making rap music since I was 17, 18. You know what I mean? Because I just love writing poetry. I love hearing the way my voice sounds when I'm talking into the microphone. I love the playback. I love seeing people's reactions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, it was my muse. You know what I mean? It was my go-to to help me through things that I was going through. And it's always been my thing. So, you know, but I've also always sang. Like, I was brought up in the church with, you know, my mom and dad were both soloists. So I was, you know, being dragged to church a couple times a week and, you know, hearing them sing hymns and, you know, just do their thing at home. Like, I always was a fan of it. So I knew I always had a voice, but I didn't know how to use it. You know what I mean? And then I started, me and Unique, we started finding my sound. And now, you know, I'm just going to keep growing and growing. But I can rap my ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not, you think this is your sound.
I love it. I think it suits me more.
How do you find your sound?
Man.
It's a hard thing to,
it's
like.
It's a vibe, bro.
Yeah.
It's different because, like,
talent is like, it's like a sculpture where you're, like, given the block and you kind of have to, like, chisel it down, you know?
Yeah. And you don't know how you did it. It just happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's kind of like with All My Love. Like, I don't know. I opened up for Struggle Jennings at Reverb, actually, and I have, like, one of the best reactions that I've had from any crowd that I've been in front of, which was been a lot over the years, you know? Everybody loved me. There was, you know, parents come up to me, like, can my son take a picture with you? Like, he loves your music. And, like, we're buying shirts. I'm like, yo, they're buying shirts and shit. Like, I don't even have to, like, talk to them about it.
Yeah.
They're coming up, like, how much are the shirts? Tell them, like, here, I need three of them. Like, what the fuck? So Unique was like, yo, like, I want to try something different. So I said, book the session. So we hit up Franchise Beats. Shout out Frankie. Salute to my bro. He helped create All My Love. We was up till, I think we left Reading around 4:30 a.m. And then I didn't get back home till the sun was up. It was a great, it was worth every second, though. I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah,
because that's what sprouted me to where I'm at now.
That's dope that Unique's doing that. Did that, and you guys got to do that together.
Yeah, dude, me and him had a real good musical chemistry, bro. Like, we have 13 tracks that are arguably all radio hits, you know?
Can you give the background to that and the whole drum work shit?
Absolutely. So, like, me and Unique met up when I brought Echo. Shout out Echo. I brought him out to my birthday party at this spot. And he came out and did a performance. And Unique came with him. And me and Unique clicked. And we had, like, a good conversation. And I liked what he was doing. Like, I think that it matched my style. So me, him, and Knox Carter, shout out, it's the Knox. We got together, we did like a 5-track EP. And I just started hanging around the bros, you know what I mean? He introduced me to SK. Me and SK started linking up. I just started going around drum work, and you know what I mean? And then, you know, the big break was when we went up to Buffalo to help or to start finishing up SK and Goose By The Way's project that they was doing. And Unique was there on the computer and was like, yo, Conway, you know Snow raps and all that. And he's like, yeah, what's up? And he was like, yo, we found a new sound for him. And Conway was like, let me hear it. Now we in his basement and shit, you know what I mean? We just down there vibing and all that. And so Unique plays his track, and I'm sitting there in the corner, like, you know, not trying to be a weirdo, but I'm peeking out the corner of my eye, seeing if he fucking with it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, what's he doing? Like, yeah, really, like, what's going on?
TV shows with the newspaper. You're like,
yeah, peeking over
his circles in the newspaper. That
yeah, and I see him. He's like really fucking into it. And I'm like, man, this is. And I was like, this is really cool. And, like, you know, the first track was over, and he was like, Snow, that was incredible. He's like, what else you got? So we showed him a video, All My Love. He saw the video. He was like, damn, Snow, you two for two right now. What else you got? So we played him a couple more things. And then, you know, about 15 minutes went by. They started playing other music. And, like, Conway, you know, like the song, whatever song we listened to stopped. And Conway looked right at me and he was like, so what you doing, Snow? I'm like, what you mean? He was like, you independent? Like, yeah, I'm independent. We did all this shit. There's no samples? Nah, there's no samples in anything. All right, you got a whole album? I'm like, yeah, man, we got like 12, 13 tracks. He's like, okay. He was like, so you got the jet built. You just need a runway to take off. I'm like, yeah, for real. And he was like, yo, man, I want to release this on the Drumwork Music Group. And I'm like, okay. like, yo, for real, because, like, I'm a fan of Conway. Like, even before I really started talking to him and knowing who he is as a person and shit, like, you know. Because, like, a lot of times people will say never meet your idols because they usually are fucking pieces of shit.
I always say pick better idols.
right. But, no, that's not the case with Conway. Like, he's a genuinely good fucking dude. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, for him to say that, I'm like, God damn. And then, like, SK, like, turned around with, like, you know, his SK smile. Like, like, yo, shit. And then Unique come over. He's like, yo, bro, that's fucking crazy. I'm like, yeah, man. Like, this shit's crazy. So, like, you know, that just pretty much started everything. Just me just being around and just being me.
How does that feel?
It feels good, you know? Like, I'm very impatient right now because I'm ready for this shit to... But, you know, I know good things take time, and it's going to happen when it's supposed to, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the path that you thought was going to happen? Like,
not at all. I thought at best, if we played these tracks for him, that he would be like, yo, I got somebody, you know, I got somebody that might be interested in, you know, working with you. I never once thought that Conway would be like, yo, I want you to release this under Drumwork.
Which never, is dope, bro. Because it's your dope. Sounds... I think a lot of people probably are like, if I want Conway to like my shit, I gotta make something just like him.
Right, right.
He doesn't want to hear you copy his shit, bro. Nah, bro,
no, but...
He don't want to hear
I'll
that.
Tell you what, all right? So when we went to Benny's birthday bash in fucking D.C., Stove was there, Westside was there, they all was there, right? And after everybody coming off the stage, I'm standing there, and Stove's like, oh shit, Drumwork in this. And I'm like, yo, what's up, man? I'm Snow. And he was like, yo, Snow, nice to meet you. He's like, what, you rap? I was like, nah, I'm a singer. And he's like, Conway know where the money at. He's like, I like that shit, Snow. Yeah.
That's so fun. Stove God saved me. In a way.
Shout out Stove God.
Shout out Stove God. So you, shout out Heem.
Yeah, Heem.
So I was talking to him about DMT, and he freaked out. You can look it
Who,
up.
Who, Stove or Heem?
Heem.
Oh, shit.
He was like, what, were you, like, smoking crack? Like, what the
oh,
fuck?
Shit.
It was like me at dinner. I just like talking crazy. So I'm being like, I'm seeing babies shooting rocks. And he's like, am I talking to a crackhead right now?
Oh, shit.
And I had to send him Stove lyrics of talking about DMT.
Oh, shit.
You're like, no, look, I'm not a crazy fucking. I'm not a crazy
Nah, bro, that's some white boy shit.
It really is. Yo. Yeah, you and me are the fucking.
It's a white boy shit.
You never seen no crazy shit on psychedelics.
I was at this fest once, and I'm looking up at the trees, and they're like waving at me. It was really cool. So like, I'm standing outside my tent, and I'm like waving back at them. And this one of my friends like, yo, Snow. Who the fuck are you waving at? like
the trees,
bro. It's like, you don't see that?
Yeah.
They're swaying and shit. Oh my God.
When you're tripping, you don't think people know, but they definitely know.
They definitely know.
I had to stop taking mushrooms at concerts because I would go and I'd be like, why don't we enjoy the concert tripping? That was Frankie.
Is he all right?
Yeah, I think he's alright. He just sprawled out in the snow. That did sound bad.
That did, right?
Did he kick his own car?
I don't know. What the fuck is happening? Uh-huh. But no, for real, though.
I'd
like,
take it because people would be like, yo, Sam. And I'd be like, hello. I'm like, and then no one ever, you want to be like, I'm so fucked up just But no one wants to hear someone
no,
say
no.
They're so fucked
like,
up.
Like, you did this to yourself. Like, you what the fuck? That's yourself. Not what I want to hear yeah, right now.
Not.
I know this much. Bro, like,
you just feel
fuck.
Like you're on an island.
Yeah.
Like, no one knows what the life on this island is like.
Yo, right but now. Some people like bad trips because, like, they'll think that, like, they're never coming back. But when they do, they're like, they you know, they stop taking things for granted that's in front of them now. You know what I mean?
Like, I like that type shit.
That's just crazy, though. Bad trips are fuck, bro. Oh
I like a motion, bro. But I could never get a tattoo because that's physical.
You don't pain. Have any.
No, I don't think I think they would touch the needle to me and I'd be such a bitch that they'd kick me out immediately.
It doesn't hurt that bad.
They touch, I don't, yeah.
It's kind of like a sunburn almost. Like, I don't know, dude. It depends where you get it. Because on my wrist, it felt like somebody was taking a lighter. Is it like burn?
I just feel but like I they're going to do it. Dude. I'm like, ah!
But dude, if you do it like, on your arm and shit, or like on your forearm, like those aren't really bad places. So maybe if you started small, you know what I mean?
I just also.
What would you get?
You know what? So shout out Danny Brown, his group's Bruiser Brigade. And you know, he was like, Sam is a comedian under Bruiser Brigade.
Oh, dope.
So I wanted to get Bruiser tatted on my back. But then I was like, if you didn't know, you just see me walking around with just Bruiser tatted big on my back, you'd be like,
oh,
the?
Shit.
Yeah, so I was
this
like,
white boy on some shit right now.
I was like, eh, that's not really mine.
Yeah, because that is kind of a bold
so
statement.
They always, do you get made fun of for white boy antics?
What's
some white boy shit that you do that you get made fun of?
Oh, shit.
I drive a Subaru. You guys are making fun of me for
no,
that.
No, this, like, I don't know what started it. I guess maybe because I was wearing a flannel. But the running joke was, look at his photograph.
Oh.
So they'd always say that shit to me. Like, Boo Boo got me real bad one time, bro. Like, he said this shit, and it was, like, the how he said it, like, when he said it, the timing was spot on, like, had the whole room laughing at me. I'm like, oh my god, like, I couldn't do anything but laugh about it because, like, it is funny, like, it's funny as fuck. But yeah. You know, that's some white boy shit. What else, bro? Like, this one time, all right, we was in Buffalo. Oh my god, I don't even know if I want to say this one. I should have just shut the fuck up.
You
I'm
got
gonna,
it.
I'm going to finish it, you, but I should have just shut fuck, the fuck up. But I'm going to fucking fuck. Say it. I'm going to fucking say it.
You fuck.
I know.
Damn. All right. Running ahead. Did they just get in a fight? Why is he so...
Yo, where's homeboy at? Is he all right? Is he... Oh, there he is.
We thought you were... We thought like, you died. We thought you...
Me?
Yeah.
Alright, so...
It sounded like you ate shit when you got out the car.
We was in Buffalo.
You could have... I was so high, you could have changed the subject.
I could have, but I'm a man of, I'm a man of my word, bro.
Yeah.
I'll throw it out there. Fuck it. We was in Buffalo, and we was sitting right by May Street at this corner store, and we was all rolling up, eating pizza, this and that, and, like, one of the homies down there was like pulled up on us like, yo, what the fuck, like, y'all out here just living your best life, like, at least buy something from us. So, you know what I mean, we bought some weed. Well, we get back in the car and they're like, yo, who got some shit about, like, why the fuck do we just buy weed when we got weed? And I said, because we was making peace. And they all fucking started. They all started fucking. Damn, I was like, yo, I thought, that, nah, bro, we did, like, peace? We're making peace, though? What the fuck?
That's so fun. I don't think I've ever told this story on the podcast before.
Oh, shit.
But I think
here we are.
SK can probably. Yeah, we're after midnight. We're after midnight right now in
yes, sir.
Falmouth, Massachusetts.
How about it, yo?
Shout out tomorrow. That's a t-shirt right
like,
there.
Shout out
tomorrow,
today. Hell yeah.
That sounds like a shitty death metal band. Shout out. We are. Shout out tomorrow today. Open up the pit.
Yeah. That's funny. So that'd be crazy.
We
that merch would sell though.
Yeah, well, I went out to Chicago with SK and Unique and all of them for that a show. And before the show, we went over some person's house. I ain't gonna give names.
Right.
I mean, other than just the bare person. Minimum details.
Word.
I left my weed bag at that house.
Mm.
So we all go back to the venue. And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna just run back and grab my weed bag. So I go back to the house, and it's like a whole different set of people at the house now. And I open the door, and the dude just has a gun on me.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, how do you know where this is? Like, what are you doing here right now? And I'm like, my weed's inside. And he's like, no, it isn't. I'm like, yeah, it is. If you opened the door a little bit more, you'd see my bag right there. And he's like, you better get out of here.
I don't know
how you know where this is. And then some chick walked by that I knew from up here. You know,
random
people you met
shit.
At a show, and she goes,
yeah.
Is that Sam Buck? And she saved my life.
Oh,
bro.
For real? As soon as you said Sam Buck, they're like, oh, you said...
She said that, and he was like, you know this person? Like, why the fuck do you know this nerdy-ass white dude in Chicago,
shit.
In the middle of nowhere, Chicago, in the city?
Where the fuck was SKNM? You just left
them? They were
at
the venue.
Oh,
because I
man.
Left my shit at
yeah,
the house.
So nobody went with you?
No, because they had to perform.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't think about it, you know what I mean?
You should have just waited, bro. You almost got shot up.
I almost got shot over like a quarter of a week, bro.
Oh, shit.
I've had guns pulled on me, and it's always in the weirdest situation. After a comedy show, I had a fan pull a gun on me because he started tweaking.
Oh, my
an
God.
An assault rifle, bro.
A whole, like an AR?
Yeah, bro.
For real?
On me and my girl.
What the
That's
fuck?
That's my ex now. But I literally started... I made it official with her after she didn't freak out when an AR was pulled on her. I was like, you're a real one.
Yeah, because some people wouldn't have been able to handle that.
I think that's a thing. You need to see the person you're with in high-stress situations to know if they're going to, like... be there for
that's
you
facts.
If shit's going down. Like, you can go to the movies and go have dinner and that's all great, but if shit hits the fan,
yeah, how's that's what's really important.
How's that person gonna react?
Yeah, my lady, she holds me down, yo. For real.
We don't have to blow up her spot, but it's dope here and here, sing all the tracks and support.
Yeah, she's my biggest supporter, yo.
That's you need that shit. I feel
facts.
Like... that shit's like lost, man.
They say behind every good man, there's a queen, right? Is that the saying?
What, like, I feel like the art of the relationship.
There's a, every time, every, hold on, every behind every good man is a good woman. That's what it is.
They say behind every gay man's another man.
That's very true. That makes perfect sense. Yeah. Dude, you ain't lying. Oh shit! That's a good point.
You're like edit that part out.
No, fuck that. That shit is gonna get you 7 million hits right now. Shit like that.
I feel
bro.
Like the art of relationships is lost right now, though.
Hold on, real quick. You and Ricky High were talking about Mario.
You're
and
like,
you guys hit like 18 million and shit.
I'm
like,
trying to get into some serious shit. Yeah, we got 25 million views talking on Mario.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we got 20.
But no, I agree with you, bro. Like, I back to what you were saying before I tried to change the subject. Like, a lot of these relationships are falling apart because everybody feels replaceable. You know what I mean? Like, that's my opinion on it where, like, yo, well, fuck, you know, if she ain't gonna do me right, she might do me right, so let me go see what's up with her. You know what I mean? Like, it's, but I grew up in a different era, too. You know, I didn't have fucking internet like that. I didn't have phones and, you know, like, fucking Facebook, and I had MySpace and shit, you know? It was just different back then. But I feel now it's just like everybody feels like they're replaceable, so, you know. There's all these dating apps and shit. There's so many dating apps.
Yeah. It's crazy.
There's
and it's
so
you
many.
Really will never get shit unless it's in person. But I feel like that's with everything. Like, not even that. The way you describe that is how I feel like people are with art. It's like people, like, want to hop on a trend. It's because they think that that's the one that's going to blow up or that's the better one. Instead of just focusing on what they want to do. And then that will bring you an everlasting fulfillment. Mm-hmm. Because you're fulfilled because you're happy in the thing you're actually doing. Because it's what you wanted to do, not the perception of what it is.
Hmm. That's a good point, bro. I like, dude, I've never seen people just roll cones like that. That's cool.
I roll all day. That's all. Yeah,
I just see, you know, I see backwoods a lot rolled up, or just like, you know, I never see people like they'll get pre cones. You know what I mean? They had a packet.
I wish I could put rolling joints on my resume because it's the only.
It looks pretty good. That last one hit.
Yeah. Is there? I would. You think any rapper ever had a LinkedIn? I was like, why would I need a resume?
Right.
I don't rap. I mean, like,
that's when dude was like, you know, what was his name? Fucking
Jim McHugh.
McHugh, yeah, I knew it was Mick some. He's pretty good. He's like Matt Rife's father.
Yeah, bro, he's so good at the crowd work.
Yeah.
He's just like a dad.
Yeah, it's great.
Just like a dad, you
it's
know?
Great.
Like,
yeah, him calling on me, I knew he was going to fucking call me too because he kept looking at me, you know?
Well, you do stand out.
I guess I do, yeah.
You do stand out.
Yeah, which
you
is
got
cool.
The fucking big drum work chain. You got the nice like jacket. That. You got the crazy hair. You're
crazy
like,
hair. This is a lot of maintenance, bro.
Bro, I'm about to lose all my hair. I'm about to go bald.
For real?
Yeah.
I did it.
You went bald? You wait, there's a chance for me?
Yeah, there is. No, I used to shave my head and I wasn't bald.
What'd you do?
I was a rapper and I had like, all my friends were practically going bald.
What is the way to do?
Yeah, it's called Basement Productions. Basement Pro. This was back when I first started rapping.
Is it like, wait...
I'm no, confused. It wasn't a. No,
did
so listen.
Hair?
No, I'm saying, like, I've always had hair, right? I've always had been able to grow hair.
So you were shaving your hair?
Yeah, it was like
a
kind of.
I thought you meant, like, your first rap group, you did. You all got hair plugs with your first.
Oh,
hair.
No.
I was like, what?
No.
You guys got, like, a disc group. You all got hair plugs?
Oh, my God. I might be a little too high right now. I might have just made it sound like that. But nah, bro, like, it was, there was, like, eight of us in this fucking joint. It was pretty cool, man. It was, like, when I really started finding, you know, being able to put my poetry and shit to beats. Because I didn't really have people that had studios like that, you know? And then we used to have this shit, Rapper Sunday, where every Sunday we would get together and just, like, 7-8 of us would sit there and just write to beats and just, like, you know, just record. It was great. It was a beautiful time.
How old were you?
I think I was like 23, 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's when you really... How old are you now, if you mind me asking?
40.
Really?
Yeah.
You look great for 40.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
That's dope as hell.
I'm proud of it, man. I'm surprised I made it this long.
Really?
Yeah. I'm still here, though.
I feel like that's a common sentiment. And it's a telling one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Like, you know, over the past year and a half, I've lost my marriage of 10 years. I lost my mom. I fucking lost one of my good friends. Well, I thought he was a good friend. You know, but I've also, you know, moved further in my career, started making new connections, found better people to be around. So, you know, it's a lot of yin and yang in this situation.
Yeah.
You know, losing my mom was the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life. That was my favorite person.
What advice would you give to someone dealing with that?
Man, there's really not much advice that you can, because that's something that, you know, that's something that it's really hard for anybody. Like, I'll never be over it, bro. Like, I can actually sit here and talk about it now without tearing up, you know, but at the end of the day, like, there's so many times I just want to call her and just hear her voice and tell her what's going on with me. And you know what I mean? Just like those little things that we take for granted are no longer there. So that's what I tell. All right. So my advice would be, make sure that, you know, you say everything that you got to say. Love who you want to love while they're still here, because you never know. And, you know, I was very blessed and able to spend the last moments with my mom the last couple days. The night before she passed, she was pretty much like gone anyway. They put her on hospice, and you know, they said they gave us 48 hours to 9 months she could live. I'm like, what the fuck is that? How does that even make sense? And guess what? She died in a couple hours, bro. Like, she was, and I got her to say, you know what I mean? Like, I was hugging her, like, I love you, Mom. Like, Mom, I love you. And she, like, woke up a little bit, and she said, I love you. And that was at, like, 10 o'clock at night. And then the following morning, around 5 in the morning, I got the call from my brother. But she was surrounded by, you know, a priest that was praying over her, my brother, his wife. So she, and, you know, my brother's wife's daughter and her husband. So she was surrounded by loved ones. So she went out like an angel, like she was.
That's, you know, beautiful.
Yeah, she was a very beautiful person.
That's beautiful. And thank you for telling me that story, because I know it's probably very personal.
It is, man. But, you know, like, it's okay to talk about our feelings, man. Like, we're men, and we're always told that we're not supposed to show emotion and shit. Like, you know, like, these are things, these are conversations that need to be had between us men. Like, we need to be able to show that, yo, it's okay to feel things. It's okay to hurt, because that shit hurts, bro. Because, like, literally, like, the suicide rate of men is just keeps going up and up and up. And, like, because sometimes we feel that we don't have that outlet that we can just tell people about our feelings and not be looked at like a pussy. You know what I mean? Like, suck it up, motherfucker. Like, I get that. But, like, at the same time, like, you know, it's also okay to feel and be, you know, comfortable with who you are and not feel like you're less. Because, you know, like, I don't know, bro. Like, I think highly of myself, and I lost myself for a long time, and I'm slowly gaining that back. You know, because those were some of the darkest moments of my life when I went through that. But, you know, and anything that I can do to, like, try and put out there in the universe that's going to help somebody, I'm gonna. So, like, these songs that I'm making and, you know, giving my all to this shit just so, like, I can help people out there, you know, that need that shit, that really needs someone to feel like they're understood, you know?
It is brave to put yourself out there, because people do need to hear that. Because I feel like men especially, but I feel like anybody.
True.
The more you push stuff down, the more you, like, weigh yourself down.
Facts,
like, if you,
man.
Like, and then if you just think, you just keep pushing it and compacting it down, it's just making you heavier. And it's weighing you down.
That's weighing you down. And that's where, like, that saying comes from.
And it can be art, and it can be conversation, and it can be music, it can be painting, it can be journaling, it can be comedy, it can be anything. Like, but you do have to give a release, and
you
I do. Think...
And you know what's crazy?
You have to be honest with yourself.
Is because, like, it's what's really weird is because podcasting is so fucking popular, but it's literally just people having conversations.
Yeah.
Because people don't have enough conversations day by day now, day to day. You know what I mean? So people would rather sit there and watch other people talk than going out and actually talking to other people.
Yeah.
What kind of sport?
Or go watching a movie, bro.
Right.
Instead of going watching a $2 billion Marvel movie, people just want to hear two people talk about whatever. Because, like, you know, I know I was making fun of you, Frank, about the question thing, but it's like, I don't think we would have gotten to different parts of this conversation if it wasn't just, like, us smoking in this car right now. This is as real as it... Trust me, If anyone's going watching, like, if anyone was standing outside this car, they'd see what this really is, you know? But to some people, this is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
To some people, this is helpful.
Yeah.
But it's just us trying.
Just trying.
You were talking about your mom and about, you know, letting, spending as much time and mm-hmm. showing as much appreciation. That's why I really, it's funny, I used to, like, when I had started the podcast, I wanted to, like, hide my personal life. Not that I was embarrassed by it, but I just wanted to keep it separate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I love being able to include my mom and my grandma.
That's so cool,
and
bro.
What I'm doing now, because it's like, it'll be forever lasting that they're a part of
this. Yeah, you're making memories, like, with them, bro. And that's, like, the best part, is because nobody can ever take that from you.
Yeah.
Ever, bro. You showing vulnerability like that is really showing your fans it's you. There's not a front. You know what I mean? Like, that's the best part, is, like, I'll be who I am right now when people are seeing me after this show is done. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue being this person to other people that need it and deserve it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, like, some of the hardest shit that I've been through, is to create these boundaries so people that don't really need it but take advantage of me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's certain ways, like, to be somebody like I am, and I'm not trying to, like, say that I'm, like, this fucking, like, the coolest person in the world, but I'd give a fuck about people, and, like, especially ones that I love, and I have a conscience, and I walk around with that shit every day, you know? And, like, I try to be the best person I can at all times. And me doing that is literally pouring into other cups that are empty, so they can't pour back into me, because I was having trouble balancing, you know what I mean? I just keep giving, and at the end of the night, I go home alone feeling fucking like shit, or like I'm drained. Every day I wake up, I don't feel like doing nothing, you know? And that's, like, the hardest thing, is because someone like me, I have such a big fucking heart, and that shit's so easy to be taken advantage of. But I got people around me now that they don't play with me. Like, no, you ain't fucking with me like that anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's gonna stop. Like, they don't play about me at all. You know? And it's not like they're the toughest people, but you know what? We an army. So, like, that's what I'm all about, man. I'm all about, you know, trying to be that good person, because this world needs that shit. This world needs the light. And that's all I'm trying to be, is the light.
And I think that's what, bro, that's why I always liked your energy when I met you, because I always thought you were, like, a positive person. And that's why I loved hearing your music, because I was like, damn, this is just a good, everything you're saying, I think it's coming across that way. And I think that's why it's working out. And it's just dope to see. I think for anyone listening, it's like, you can choose good. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You can choose good.
I know there's a lot of bad out there, man. And
but, like, you can choose good.
You can choose good, but still be bad as fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
for
people
real,
are going to stop playing with me. Like, even if I'm by myself, like, I'm not that person. Like, I'm getting older, and I don't want to fight and shit. But if I'm disrespected to the point that things need to be handled, they're going to be, whether I get beat up or not. Like, I'm not going to let people play with me. And that's it. Like, I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy in the world. I won't get in a UFC cage and fight nobody. But listen, like, on the streets, like, if you disrespect me and people that I love, like, it's going to get to that point. And I don't want it to get to that point. I'd rather it to be positive and happy. You know what I mean?
I think I'm lucky that I'm 6'4".
Yeah.
And 280. Because nobody tries to fuck with me. You know,
nobody really tries to fuck with me, like, on that, like, on, like, coming at me. You seen the video.
Oh, yeah.
Can
we talk about... can we talk about that video?
Yeah. That was actually real. Like, that wasn't planned. Like, the girl that was recording, like, she does that shit from, like, a lot throughout the night, where she'll just, like, hit record and set her phone down type shit. I don't know why. Like, she is a photographer and shit, so maybe she goes back through and, like, tries to get still shots
content
or whatever. Yeah, so... But it just so happened that we were all playing beer pong, and I don't know, like, this, I've been around this dude before. It was, I mean, he gets intoxicated, and he gets fucking annoying, You know what I mean? But it's usually like, all right, like, you know, I'm just going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Like, but no, I'm not tonight. Like, that night, I was not playing. He got in my fucking face, and he said fucking, I said, I'm going to slap the shit out of him. He said, do it, and I fucking did. I've smushed him, bro. I fucking smushed the shit out of that motherfucker, and he like, flew out of the picture frame, bro. Well, my boy, Dennis, he fucking made an edit of that, because we had like a little group chat and shit. He was like real, like he does like that Reddit and Discord and shit like that, you know what I mean? And he's really fucking funny, dude. Like, one of the funniest people that I know, for real. But like, he made an edit out of that. He took the fucking, the video that I sent. Yeah, but there was one of just like, just continuous. You know what I mean? Like, there was no edit. Uh-huh. Like, he took like the video. I was like, yo, send that shit to me, because I found that she was recording. So I took the video and I put it in this group chat, and he took it and made that edit out of it.
That's so funny.
It's so
funny.
That video is hilarious, bro.
When is the project going to drop, the EP?
I'm thinking spring, bro, because right now we're...
That's a good summer project.
It is a good, right? Yeah.
Start dropping in the spring, so it can be played throughout the whole summer.
Yeah, it is a good summer project. Mm-hmm. That shit's fire. That'll be fun, bro. Yeah, I can't wait, bro, because, like, this year is going to be a year for me. You know what I mean? Like, with this album that I got, and then everything that I'm doing with drum work and shit, like, it's just going to be... You know, last year fucking sucked. The beginning of this year was fucking bullshit. I was sick so bad. I think I had COVID. Actually, I know I had COVID because I was down for like fucking 10 days, bro. Damn. I got to the point where I forgot what it felt like to not be sick.
Oh, that's the worst, when you're like, I just
want to feel better,
you
bro.
You don't
like,
want to do anything. Like, you don't want to smoke. You don't want to do anything. You're just sick.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah, dude, it's the worst. But, you know, it started off with that, and then some other bullshit happened, and then some other bullshit happened, but I don't know. I'm going to bounce back.
You got some great music on the way.
I know. Thank you, brother. Thank
you. And your fucking beer.
Oh, man.
You need to bring that back, because that was the best beer I ever.
It's so good.
If there's any breweries listening, bring back 24.
Let me talk about it, because I don't think they know. All right, so...
I do want you to talk about it, because it is the best beer I ever had.
Thank you, brother. It is really fucking good.
It is really fucking good.
You know, Three Beards Brewing. Shout out Three Beards Brewing. Nate, Levi, Keith. But, so they hit me up last February. Like, yo, Snow, you an inspiration. Like, we love what you're doing. Keep up the great work. Anything we can do to help, we got you. And they hit me back. We're like, you know what? Do you want your own beer? Like, fuck, do I? Yeah, run that. And they're like, yo, what do you drink? I'm like, tequila. Let's put some agave in it. They're like, all right, cool. So they put agave and lime in it and made it a beer garita. So it's a golden ale with agave and lime. And it was, you know, it was in February. And then in June, they finally hit me back. And we're like, come in and check it out. Like, taste it, da 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 da. So we went in, we recorded it, the whole interaction. And I posted that shit on my socials, and it took off. It got a lot of engagement, a lot of traction, a lot of comments, a lot of, you know, a lot of views. So they hit me back, because it was only supposed to be a promo run at first. So Three Beards hit me back, and we're like, yo, let's make this a thing. And I'm like, on it. So I went and got magnets, koozies, t-shirts, posters, all that, bro. All that. And just started doing first taste reaction videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did one.
We did
you
one.
You did one with Conway.
Did one with Conway, with Joel Ortiz, with Arsonist, with Bianca, with Juan. Like, there's so many. The Chew, Dot. Fuck, I literally have ones that I didn't even release yet.
That's dope.
Dude, like, and the worst part is like, well, it's a gift and a curse, because we're having trouble. So I did the one with OJ, and he loved it so much. And he was like, yo, we want to get it up here in Buffalo. Let's make it happen. But the thing with that is, like, we had to pay money, like a certain amount of money to get it pushed to different states. So it's a gift and a curse, because in January, they closed down, unfortunately. But they did right by me and gave me the recipe. So now I can just go to different states and find brewers that are interested in it.
That's
instead
dope.
Of paying, you know what I mean? Get it set up in PA, get it set up in New York, LA, Texas, Florida, Virginia, Maryland, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
just find different
out here, Massachusetts, like, because it's good as fuck.
It's good as fuck.
I wish I had one right
like
now.
Beer. Me too. I don't even like beer. And
fuck.
I
should have bought more.
I only had two my whole life, and I still think about it.
Dude, that's fucking dope.
It was dope as fuck. Where can people find you?
I got SammySnow.com. Sammy Snow everything. SNO. All that. I got All My Love Out Right Now video. Shame On You video. Those are both on YouTube. You can follow me everywhere on that shit. Let's go.
I think this is the first podcast that I've done on Cape Cod. Where I'm from. This is where I was born.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, I drove 7 hours to get out here.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, bro.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you for coming to the show. We've been a lot of different places.
We have. And this was, I've been nagging about you. Like, come on, bro. Get me on the joint.
Hey, you're welcome back anytime.
My man.
Thank you for doing this, bro.
Because when I, I'll, next time I come back.
Let me know when you're dropping the album. And everyone go check out the EP this spring.
Hell yeah.
It's fire.
Fuck yeah.
Peace out, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, hey.